Okay, good morning, everybody. Let's finish Shas together. The learning this morning is Le'il Nishmas Avi Moya Rav David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef. We are beginning the ninth parak of Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Final parak of Brachos. Here we go. Haroe Makom Shenasu Bo Nisim LiYisrael. A person who sees a place that miracles happen to the Jewish people. Omer Baruch Shas Nisim L'Sinim B'Makom Hazeh. A machlokas are Rishonim. Most Rishonim learn all the brachos we're going to learn about in this parak. You say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, even though it doesn't say it in the Mishnah. Some say not that way, but the Minhag HaOlam is that you do say it. If you see a place that miracles happen, Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shasa Nisan Lavasein B'Makom Hazeh, who did miracles in this place. Makom Shenekru Menu Akum, a place where the Goyim were beaten up in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Baruch Shaka Akum Mi'Eretz Seinu. In Chutzarts, you would say Baruch She'okar Mehamokom hazeh. Al azikin, on a shooting star. Al azvaos, on an earthquake. Al hare'amim, on thunder. Al haruchos, on hurricane force winds. All these things got to be something out of the ordinary. Val abrakim, lightning. Omer. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. Shekocho gruoso malei olam. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that you can make either this bracha or osamasa bracious on thunder or lightning. The Mishnah Brewer writes, the minig is that on thunder, shekohu rasam aliolam, on lightning, osamasa bracious, but the evid both work on both. If you hear them both at the same time, you only have to make one bracha, osamasa bracious. So says the Mishnah Brewer. Alehorim, alagvos, alayamim, alanaharos, alamidbaros. On the high mountains, on the low mountains, on the oceans, on the rivers, on the desert. You say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Osama Sebrishis Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haroas Hayam Agadol Machlokus Harishonim. Most Rishonim Achronim learn Yam Agadol means the Atlantic Ocean. Some say it means the Mediterranean Sea. It's called in the Chumash the Yam Agadol. Why is it called the Yam Agadol? Because it's next to Eretz Yisrael. If you're next to Eretz Yisrael, you too are a Gadol. Omer Baruch Shasas Hayam Agadol Bizman Shereu Leprakim. All these halachos are only if you see these things every 30 days. You don't make the bracha if you see them within 30 days. Thunder and lightning, the Shulchan Aruch says, no, it's every individual storm. It has to be that the storm is over, it's sunny, and then the storm came back. If it's still cloudy, and then you hear thunder again a few hours later, so then if it's still cloudy the whole time, Mishnah Berurah says you would not make a new bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah also adds, if it's a storm that's going on for 3 days, each day that you hear thunder and lightning, you would make a new bracha, even though it's the same storm. If it's a new day, new bracha. So says Mishnah Berurah. Luckily, I teach Daf Yomi at 5, so that's how I knew that. Okay. Al akshamim v'al besoros tovos omer baruch atov ha-metiv. On great things that happen, it says baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam atov ha-metiv. Al besoros ra'os, on things that happen that are not good, you say baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam dayan ha-emes. Bana bayis chadash. If you bought a new house or you bought new clothing, a new suit, you make a bracha on the bad baruch dynamis, even if it could end up being a long-term gain. And you make a bracha hatova meitiv, even if it could end up being a long-term loss. But now it's good. You make hatova meitiv. Someone who davened on something that already happened. I raise that tefillas shav. Like, for example, what's this? Says ishto muberes. Your wife was already pregnant. V'omi yiratzu tehila ishti zachar. Hashem, please make it a boy. I raise you tefillas shav. It's already a girl or a boy. It's already decided. You don't daven on things that were already decided. Even though we see in the Chumash that happened, right? By Leah. But anyway, he davened and she changed to be a... Someone davened and she changed to be a nekeva so that at least she shouldn't have too much more than 6... of the Shvatim, the Midrashim say like that. Anyway, if you're walking along the road and you heard a scream come from the town, I hope that scream, Hashem, please make it that scream wasn't my house. It happened already. You can't daven for that. You could daven. If they're screaming in my house, they shouldn't get hurt from it. That's a meaningless tefillah. If a person's going into a city where the government is stealing kids off the street and contributing them to the army or doing other stuff like that, Mispalstein, he should daven two. If you walk into a new city and you're not sure it might be dangerous, you would daven two tefillos. Echad b'knisas v'echad b'tziyaso. One when you go into the city, one on the way out. Benazi omer arba tefillos. Four. Shtayim b'knisas v'shtayim b'tziyaso. Two on the way in, two on the way out. Nosan hodash avar v'tzorek halasim. Because you daven, thank you Hashem for saving me in the past, and then you also say on the way in, please Hashem, protect me in this dangerous city, or protect my family. And on the way out, you say, thank you for the past, and please protect me going forward. The same simcha that a person has when he blesses Hashem for the good, he should have the same simcha, he should try to have the same simcha, b'lev shalim, to bless Hashem for also the bad that happens to Neymar. You're supposed to love Hashem with your yetzer tov and yetzer hara. With your entire soul, even if Hashem, sometimes you have to give up your life. That's the three averus. Gimel averus achamur. So kiddush Hashem, you have to give up your life. B'chol mo'odecha, b'chol mamonecha. You have to be willing to give up all your money for Hashem. Davar acher, another pshat, and this is why this is quoted because of what we said before. B'chol mo'odecha. Whatever Hashem measures out to you, whatever he gives you good, you have to thank him. If he gives you bad, you have to appreciate that too and believe that it's all for your good. A person should not act in a lightheaded, lighthearted manner opposite the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis. Why? Because it's mamish opposite the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're not allowed to walk into the Har HaBayis b'makla with your walking stick over minala with your shoes on, uba pundasa, or your money belt, uba avak shal raglav, or with dirt on your feet, velo yasenu kapandria. You can't make the Beis HaMikdash or a shul into a shortcut. Right? You can't, at least not the main sanctuary of a shul. You're not allowed to make it into a shortcut. It's not respectful for the Beis HaMikdash, not respectful for the shul. Urikika and spitting, that was a custom they used to have always about clearing the throat and spitting. Mi kalvachomer, you should not spit. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to have the custom that every single bracha that they made in the Beis HaMikdash, they would make it as, let's say there's a bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, Atachonin Lanam Das. They would make the bracha like this. Atachonin Lanam Das, Lamein Lanash Bino, Chonin Mein Choder Bino Vaskel, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min HaOlam Va'ad HaOlam, Baruch Chonin Adas, or Baruch Atah Hashem Chonin Adas, or Min HaOlam Chonin Adas. So, says the Mishnah, Kol Chos Mein Bracha Shev HaMikdash, every bracha in Beis HaMikdash would end Hayu Omrim up until the letters, up until the words Ad HaOlam in that long pasuk. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam. So some say that means that they used to say Min HaOlam, but they wouldn't add Ad HaOlam. Others say it means they would say Ad HaOlam, but they wouldn't say Min HaOlam. But either way, says the Mishnah, Mishakilklo at Stukim. Once the Stukim started messing things up and denying the world to come, denying Olam Haba, so the Mishnah says, Va'amru ein olam ela echad, that there's only one world and there is no olam haba. Hiskinu ishi omrim min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. So the rabbis instituted that they should make sure that they should remind the people every time they make a bracha that there's two worlds. There's this world and the next world. It says in the Avos to Rabbi Nosson that Antignos ish socho had two students. One's name was Tzadok and one's name was Baisus. And Antignos was famous for teaching the Mishnah Pirkei Avos out to you kavadam amisham shenis rav amenas the kavah pras. You're not supposed to serve Hashem for the reward. So his student said, there's no reward? There's no Olam Haba? They misunderstood what he said. He meant, you're not supposed to serve Hashem for the reward in this world. There is, but they misunderstood. So they went off and they taught all these people that there is no Olam Haba. And that's why the Tztuka and the Baisusim don't believe in Olam Haba. So it says in Avos to Rav Nosson. Hiskinu shehi adam sholet shalom chaver b'shem. Ezra and his Bezdin also made a takana that when you say to a person, you greet him, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. Nowadays we say Shalom Aleichem, Shalom is the name of Hashem. But in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they would say even more than that. They would say Mamish Hashem's name. As we learned from Megillas Rus, that's the greeting that Boaz had to the harvesters in Megillas Rus, Shemar. V'hinei Boaz, Bami Beislechem, V'yom Elokotim, Hashem Imachem. V'yom Elo, Yivarechecha Hashem. V'omer, Hashem Imcha Gibor HaChayel, by Gidon. That's the Malach said to Gidon, Hashem Imcha Gibor HaChayel. V'omer, and the Pasuk in Mishlei says, we're supposed to learn from the acts of our elders. Al Tavoz Ki Zikna Imecha. V'omer, Eis Lasos Hashem Efer Torasecha. Sometimes you have to do something that seems disrespectful to Hashem in order to honor Hashem. Hashem, Sometimes we do things for Hashem, even though they seem like against Hashem. For instance, right? Classic, most famous example of this is the writing of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Right? The Torah Sheba'al Peh was not allowed to be written down. That's why it's called Torah Sheba'al Peh. So how can we read Shas? How can we read Gemaras? So the rabbis at one point said, Ace, they applied this pasuk. Ace, lasos Hashem, heferu Torah Secha. Gemara says in Gittin, Dvarim Shebichsav, Iyat HaRashay Lomrim Baal Peh, and Dvarim Shal Peh, Iyat HaRashay Lekosvan. You're not allowed to write them down. But people were forgetting all of Shas. So people were forgetting it. So the rabbi said, Ace, lasos Hashem, heferu Torah Secha. Sometimes you have to go against. Averu Lishma. Sometimes you have this thing called Averu Lishma. That you do an Averu because Hashem wants you to do the Averu. So too over here. It would seem to be disrespectful to say the name of Hashem when you're greeting another person. But we uproot the din and we show this slight disrespect to Hashem because Hashem's okay with it because we are doing it to greet people. He's okay with that. And that's why nowadays we also say Shalom Aleichem. Shalom is the name of Hashem. We say, may Hashem's name be on you. That's when you greet somebody. You're praising, may Hashem's name be on you. Says the Gemara. Minahan Emili. From where do we know these words? That you're supposed to make a bracha on a miracle when you come to a place of a miracle. The Amar Kra, Amar Yochanan the Amar Kra, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem Asher Itzel Aschem Yad Mitzrayim Yad Paro. The Mefarshim pointed out, even though he wasn't in the place, but he knew that the reason they were where they were was because of the miracle. Says the Gemara, Anisa the Rabbim Mevarchina, they only make a bracha on a miracle that happened to many people, but Anisa the Yachal Mevarchina, but on a miracle that happened to a person personally, you don't make a bracha. Ahu Gavra, the Havaka Azil Be'aver Yamina, he was in a place called Ever Yamina, Nafal Ale Aryeh. A lion attacked him, Isavad Le Nisav Yitzel Mimeh. A miracle happened, he was saved from the lion. Usl Kame the Rabba. He came in front of Rabba, Amale, Kalemas Dematis Lahasim. Every time you show up at that place again, Baruch, you have to make a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekin HaMelchalam Sha'asil Yineis Ba'amakom Hazeh. I remember we had a boy in DRS. He was walking in Chevron, and he was shot at, and the bullet, what happened? It went into his leg. He was shot at the leg in Chevron, so we still have a video. He went back there a year later. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam she'asa li neis b'makom hazeh. Made the bracha. Ma'abarei d'ravina havi ka'azil b'piksa d'aravos. Ma'abarei the son of Ravina was walking in a place called Piksa d'aravos. It was like a plain. Was called Aravos. Utsacha Lemaya. He was very thirsty. Savadle Nisa Irele Aina Demaya Vishti. A miracle happened, water came out of nowhere and he drank. Visu, another story, another habit. Mar Baravin, apparently a lot of miracles happened to him. Zimnachad Avika Azil Biristika de Mechuza. He was walking in the marketplace in Mechuza. Nafa Legamla Pritza. A wild camel attacked him. And unfortunately, maybe gave him the coronavirus. Apparently you get it from camels. It's not a joking matter. Not a joking matter. Visparkale Ashisa. What happened? A wall of a house fell down. No. The wall of a house just miraculously opened up. Olagave walked into the house and he was saved from the camel. Kimata Larovus, when he would come back to that place, Baruch Shaasli Nis Barovus of a Gamal. Kimata Lurstikadumchuza Baruch Shaasli Nis Bagamal Larovos. He used to make this bracha when he got there. So you see, even on a personal miracle, you're supposed to make a bracha. Amre, Anisa de Rabim Kuliyamim Chayv L'Ruche. A miracle that happened to many, even if you weren't there, but it happened to a rabbin, so you have to make that bracha when you come to that place, even if it didn't happen to you. But Anisa de Yachid, Iyu Chayv L'Ruche. But on a miracle of an individual, you have to make the bracha when you get to that place, but others do not have to make that bracha. Tana Rabbanu. Haroa Ma'abaros Hayam. A person who sees the place that Klal Yisrael passed through the Yam Suf miraculously, Umabros Hayarden, or the place where they passed through the Jordan, Umabros Nachle Arnon, or the place where the special miracle that happened to the Jewish people in the flowing streams of Arnon, which the Gemara is going to discuss in a moment, Vavne El Gavish, and the rocks that poured down on the Amorim, Bemorid. Base Chor that the Navi speaks about. The Evan Shabikesh Lizrok Og Melech Habashan Al Yisrael. And the rock that Og Melech Habashan wanted to throw against the Jewish people. The Evan Sheyashav Alei Moshe B'Shashashi Yeshua Mechamah Ba'amalek. And the stone that Moshe sat on at the time when Yeshua battled Amalek. The Ishto Shel Lot. If you see the statue of Lot's wife. Some of the Torah guides think that they know where that is in Eretz Yisrael. They have the statue of Lot's wife. V'chomas Yericho shenivla b'mekoma, or you go to the walled city of Yericho, the place where the wall got swallowed up in the land. Al kulan tzarech sheyitin hodah v'shevach lefnei hamakom. You have to say a special tefillah of praise. Ask the Gemara. V'shlam amabaros hayom nichsev ayvo b'nei Yisrael b'soch hayam b'yabasha. Mabaros hayardein nichsev ayam du akonin nosei aron b'ris Hashem b'charava b'soch hayardein. Hachein v'chol Yisrael over in b'charava ad asher tamu kol agoy labaros hayardein. So the pasuk says there was a miracle. Ela ma'abaros nachle arnon minolon. How do you see there was a miracle by nachle arnon? So the Gemara tells over an incredible story. The Gemara says like this: Tichsev al kein ye amer b'sefer milchamos Hashem es vahev b'sufa. So Klal Yisrael, when they got to nachle arnon, they sang a song of praise to Hashem over the fact that they were miraculously saved at that place. It was only hinted at in the Chumash. The Chumash doesn't really tell you much about what's going on over here. It's hinted at in the Chumash, but the Gemara is going to tell you the story. What's the story? Tana. Es vahev besufa. By the end, it was all love. It was all ahava. What is this referring to? Shnei Mitzoraim Hayu. There were two people who had leprosy. So they were like traveling behind the camp. Davam Halchim Besof Machne Yisrael. So they were behind everybody else. Kavaka Chalfe Yisrael. When the Jewish people were walking by this deep valley next to Nachle Arnon, there was a brook, a stream that flowed through this valley. Asu Emorai, the Emorites went up high on the mountains, on the cliffs. Avdulaho Nikirusa, they made caves, they dug caves into the sides of the mountain that were on top of this valley with the stream that the Jewish people were walking through. Vitashu Bahon, and they hid in the valley, in those caves, lying in ambush for the Jewish people below. Amre, they said, Ki chalfa Yisrael hacha naktalinan. When the Jewish people go through this valley, they're going to come out of the caves and throw rocks on them and kill them. Falohava yade, but what they didn't realize is that the Jewish people had the Aron, and the Aron doesn't let things like that happen. Falohava yade, the Aron have a maske kamayu di Yisrael. The Aron was traveling in front of the Jewish people. Avave meimichlehu tori mikamayu. And the Aron was like cutting down the mountains in front of them so that the Jewish people wouldn't have to climb mountains while they were traveling. Kaven da'asa Aron, when the Aron came to that place, it caused the mountain to fold down the Katlinan. And basically, the mountain folded right into the caves where the Amorim were and crushed the Amorim into the caves, and they were killed. Unachas damayu lenachle Arnon. And blood started, the Amorim's blood started flowing down out of the caves into the brook below, so the Jews knew that a miracle just happened. So they had no idea the Amorim were there. Ki asu es vahev, when they came to the place called Vahev, chazu dama dukanafik mibene tore, they saw the mountains bleeding blood, and they realized what happened. Also, va'amri lehu Yisrael. So these Mitzrayim said to the Jewish people, to the rest of the Jews, va'amru shira. They told the Jews what happened. These Mitzrayim saw the blood, and they told and Yisrael. They told the Jewish people, and Yisrael sang shira. Haynu dechsev ve'eshed hanecholim, the pourings into the stream. That was the Amori blood that poured into the stream. Asher nata l'sheves or v'nishan l'gvul moav, that got smashed into, asher nata, the mountain got smashed into or v'nishan l'gvul moav, and that's what and got attached to the boundary of the Moavim. Okay, what was the miracle of Avnei El Gavish? My Avnei El Gavish, Tana, we went to the Braisa, Avonim she'omdu al gav ish, v'yardu al gav ish. So there were stones that stopped in midair because of the ish, and there were others, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, and stones that kept on coming down because of another ish. Says the Gemara, what's this? Amdu al gav ish ze Moshe. Tichsiv, v'ha'ish Moshe, anav ma'od, Moshe's called an ish, uksiv, when Moshe davened that the Makkah of Barad should stop, these stones, literally the hailstones were coming down, they stopped midair. That's what the Gemara says. That was the miracle. Yardu al Gavish, where was there a case of stones that went down because of a man? Zeh Yoshua. Iksiv, kach lechas Yeshua benun ish asher ruach bo. Uksiv, Pasuk in Yoshua where stones came down from the heavens. Yoshua, because a miracle happened, Yoshua davened, that stones came down. That happened in the war. Yoshua ben Yisrael fought with the Malchi Hamori, who wanted to conquer the town of Givon. So when they were running away, so Hashem caused stones to come out of the heavens and destroy them. Let's continue. Evan Shebikesh Og Melech Habashan Lizrok Al Yisrael, the stone that Og Melech Habashan wanted to throw on the Jewish people. Gemara Gemirila. We have a tradition about this. Amar, Og said in his heart, Machni Yisrael Kamahave, how many people are in the Jewish people? Tlasa Parse, people that take up a measurement of three parsas. That's how big the camp is. So it's three parses wide and three parses long. Ezel v'yaka Torah bar tosa parse v'ishte alayo v'iktalinu. So I'm going to uproot a mountain that was three parses long and three parses wide, chuck it on the Jewish people and kill them. Ezel akar tur bar tosa parse v'ayse areshe. So he went and he uprooted a mountain that was three parses by three parses, and he lifted it up and he put it on top of his own head to carry it, to throw it on the Jewish people. Isaac Jabrichu Ale Ale Kamse Venakvua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused ants to go on the bottom of that mountain, and they made a hole in the mountain on the bottom of it, Venachis Pitzavari. And what caused it, the mountain slipped down on top of Og's head and covered his face and went down to his neck. This is like in the movies. Have a boil a mishlefa. So Og tried to remove the mountain, which had now covered over his head. Mashche shine laigisa laigisa. Hashem made a miracle. And Og's teeth, he developed fangs that came out of his mouth, and it caused the mountain to get stuck around his neck. He couldn't extract the mountain because the teeth were like a clamp that wouldn't allow the mountain to be removed from Og's head. Lamatzin l'mishli, he couldn't remove it. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. Shini risharim shibarta. The teeth of the wicked you caused to break. Uchad Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. My dechsev shini risharim shibarta. Al tikri shibarta ela shirvavta. There's a play on the word. Yeah, you break the teeth of the wicked, but you also... Shir bavta means you extended the teeth of the wicked. So you made Og's teeth grow long to make sure that the mountain couldn't be extracted and he couldn't throw it on the Jewish people. Says the Gemara. Okay, the miracle didn't end there. Moshe Kamahava. How tall was Moshe Rabbeinu? Trivia question. Eser Amos. About 15 feet tall, approximately. Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos tall. That's about 15 feet. Shakil Narga by Eser Amin. So Moshe Rabbeinu took an axe that was also 10 Amos long. Shavar Eser Amin. He jumped up 10 Amos. Umachye bekarsule vekatle. And he smashed Og on his ankles and killed him. So Og's ankles were 20 Amos high. That was his ankles. But he smashed him with an axe in his ankle and somehow that killed him. Okay. Evan Sheyoshev Alea Moshe. The stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on during the war in Amalek. Tichsiv, Videi Moshe Kvedim. Moshe's hands were heavy. So they took a rock and placed it under him, and he sat on the rock. And that way they were able to hold up his hands, and they defeated Amalek. V'ishto shalot, sh'ne'emar, v'atabet ishto me'acharov, v'atihin etziv melach, she became a pillar of salt. V'chomas Yericho sh'nivla'a, the wall of Yericho got swallowed up in the ground of Siv, by the Melchama of Yeshua and Yericho. What do we have? V'atipol ha'choma tachteha, the wall got swallowed up underneath. So the Gemara says, why is the wife of Lot such a miracle? Bishlam akulu nisa. I get it. All the other ones we should thank Hashem because of a miracle. Ela ishto shel Lot puranusahu. That wasn't like a positive miracle. That was she got punished. Why do we make a bracha over there? Stay a tefillah of hodah. And it's the Gemara. You're right. Dar baruch dayin emes. There you should say baruch dayin emes. Says Gemara. But the Gemara says v'ha-hodah v'shevach katani. The Brisa about this said hodah v'shevach. And it's the Gemara tani alot v'alishto mevarchin shtayim. You make two brachas. Al ishto omer baruch dayin emes. The fact that Lot's wife was punished baruch dayin emes. V'alot, the fact that Lot was saved omer baruch zocher satzadikim. Blessed are you Hashem who remembers the tzadikim, meaning you remembered Avram Avinu. And therefore, you saved Lot because of Avram Avinu. Because Lot was related to Avram. There's chus in the merit of Avram. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Said Rabbi Yochanan. Bisha. Afil b'shas kasa shal kodesh baruch hu. Even when Hashem gets angry at the world, zokhar sa tzadikim. Shenemar vahi b'shachis elkim asariach kikar. When Hashem destroyed stone, vayiskol l'chus Avraham, vayishalach es Lot mitoncha afeicha. By remembering Avi, even when Hashem gets angry at the world, the tzaddikim he still remembers. V'chomas Yericho shenivla'a. You're supposed to say a special prayer by the wall of Yericho that got swallowed up. V'chomas Yericho nivla'a v'anafla. The Torah says it fell. Shema v'yikishma ames kol ha'shafar v'yareo am chur gadol v'atipol ha'choma tachtea. It fell. Sounds like it didn't get swallowed. And it's the Gemara. Kevin de pussy of a ruma ki adadininu. Since the walls of Yericho were very, very thick, and the thickness was the same as the height, so it couldn't exactly fall. B'shemachi ivla blui, so it had to be swallowed up. And that's what it means when it says it fell. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, arba tzrichin lahodos, four people have to bench gomel. Four people have to give special prayers of thanks to Hashem that they were saved. Yardei Hayam, if you go over the ocean, Holchei Midbar, you go through a desert, Mishaya Chol V'Nisrapi, if you were very ill and you were healed, O Mishaya Chavush B'Vesa Asurim V'Yatza, someone who was in jail and got out of there. Now, in Tehillim Parakuf Zion, Pasuk Chav Gimel through Lamed Beis, there are a number of psukim that talk about someone who is in an ocean that he has to get saved. So now the Gemara summarizes those psukim right here. Says the Gemara, Yardei Hayam Minalan. How do you know if you're in an ocean and you get out of there, you have to say a special prayer? You bench Birchas HaGomel. Tichsiv, Yardei Hayam Ba'anios, Osei Malachim B'mayim Rabim, Heimaro Masa Hashem. They saw Hashem's hand. Va'omer Vayamed Ruach Sa'ara. Hashem stopped the heavy winds. Yalu Shemaim Yerdu Tahomos. Up to the heavens and down to the Tahom, to the water. Va'omer Yachogu V'yanu Kashikar. They get tossed around like a drunk. Va'omer Ayitzakol Hashem Batzar Lehemu Mitzukosem Yotzi'em. They called out to Hashem and he saved them. Va'omer Yakum Sa'ara L'dmama. The ocean will stop it and be quiet. Omer v'yismichu ki yishtoku, and the sailors rejoiced because the waters were calm. Omer yodu l'Hashem chazdo v'niflos l'bnei adam. So at the end of that, it says you have to thank Hashem that you survived this whole episode of the water. So from here you see that if you go through the ocean, you have to bench gomel. Says the Gemara, Holchem in Baros Minal. And how do you know if you go through a desert, you have to thank Hashem? Bench Gomel, the Siv, in the same parak over there. Pasuk Dalet and Pasukim Vav through Ches. Toba Midbar Bishimon Derech Ir Moshe Lo Matzav Vayan Vayan says also at the end Vayesek Ol Hashem Vayadrichim Bederech Yishar Hashem told him the way out of the desert. Yodul Hashem Chazda. Misha Cholav and Isrape. It's in the same parak. The Siv, a sick person. Evil Miderech Pishem Umeavonosem Yisanu Kol Ochle Kol Ochel Tisayv Nafsham Vayagiu At Sharim Mavis Vayesek Ol Hashem Hem Batzalem Yishlach Devaru Vayir Pa'aim. So you see there again, someone who got refuah has to bench gomel. When a woman comes from childbirth, I think she's also supposed to bench gomel. Someone who's in jail, over there in that same parak. They became humbled. Omer vayizakul Hashem atzar lahem. Omer yotzim mechoshem chetzamavus. Hashem takes them out of darkness and death. Omer yodol Hashem chazda. So you see, after bench gomel, my mevarich. What's the text of the Birkas HaGomel? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Abai Omer v'tzarech leoduye kamei asara. You got to bench gomel in front of 10 people. The chsiv. V'yiromamuhu b'kal am. We elevate Hashem. That's why we do it by the laning, because there's 10 people in shul. U'marzuch amar u'train minayu rabbanon. Two of the 10 of the Bitamini Chavim, sh'nemar of Moshev Zekenim Yahalu. Masar Vashi, v'emal kulu rabbanon. Maybe they all 10 have to be rabbis. No, miksiv b'kal zekenim b'kal am k'siv. V'emal be'asar shar amo u'trei rabbanon. Kashya. Maybe it means 10 regular people plus 2 rabbis. Kasha. We don't hold this way. Rabbi Yehuda Cholash v'ispach. Rabbi Yehuda got very sick and then he was healed. Ol legabei Rav Chana Bad Gadato. Rav Chana Bad Gadato went to visit him. V'rabbanan, other rabbis. Amri Lei. They said to him, Brich Rachmana D'Yavach Ni'alon V'lo Yavach La'afra. Blessed is Hashem who gave you back to us and didn't give you to the dirt. Amalahu. So Rabbi Yehuda said to them, Patartin Yossi Milo Duye. By the fact that you made that bracha, you've exempted me from my obligation to bench goymel. Fakti Gemara. I, Baha, Amr, Abai, Boyo, Dud, Ba'apay, Asara. Don't have to be in front of 10 people. Yeah, there were 10 people there. Ha'apay, Asara. There were 10 people there. Va'i, Lo, Kamoda. Hey, how is he Yotzi with their bracha? He didn't make the bracha. Doesn't he have to do it? Like Tzarech, Ta'anu, Basraya, Amen. He answered after them, Amen. So it was like he said the bracha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shlosha Tzrichim Shimur. Three people need protection from the Shadim, from the Mazikin. Ve'elhein, Chola, when you're sick, it can be an Ayin Hara. Once you're already sick, the Shadim try to attack you. Chasan V'kala. This is why my Rebbe Rav Mordechai Willink holds that a Chasan doesn't go to davening during Sheva Brachas in the morning, because the wife can't be alone. You're not allowed to have a chasen or a kala alone, because during Sheva Brachas is an ayin hara, because everybody is talking about how great you are and everyone's giving you praise and blessing you. You have such blessing going on in your life. The satan doesn't like that, and the satan's an ayin hara, he attacks you. Rabbi Willig told me during Sheva Brachas, I said, Rebbe, should I go to Shacharis during Sheva Brachas? He said, is your wife going with you? If your wife's going with you, you can go. But if your wife's not going with you, chances are during Sheva Brachas, she ain't going. So, right. That's, you got to say Tachanun. Right, you got to say Tachanun. But Mastisa Tana, Chole Chaya, a woman who just gave birth, also was in danger. Chosin V'kal, V'yesh Omer Af Ovel, even Ovel, V'yesh Omer Af Tamini Chachamim Balayla. The Shadim attacked the Tamini Chachamim at night because they're jealous. The Shadim are jealous of the Talmid Chacham. So when he's at night, so you need Shimur. Talmid Chacham is not supposed to go out alone at night. Have a wonderful day, everybody. All right, we're almost done here.